Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're talking to Derek Niter from Calvary Chapel, Las Vegas on SOS Radio. How are you?
Scott, great. How are you, man? Good to be with you.
So you host a mission conference every year. It's called Proclaim. But Derek, what are the stats showing about faith in the western part of the United States this year?
Yeah, you know, I think we all agree that we need the Lord, man. And that's really what the missions conference is all about. I think sometimes, you know, people have this idea that missions is all about international work, and you say missionary and it's like, well, that's not me. You know, I'm not going to move to Zimbabwe or something like that. We know the needs right in our backyard, and especially in the city of Las Vegas. You know, we've talked about this. I think, you know, statistically about 1.7 million people living in our city without Christ. And the big question, yeah, I want to get to the edges of the earth, but I want to bring the gospel to the city that I live in, that we all love, and we're thankful to be here, right?
I know, and what it breaks down to is we all have neighbors that we love.
Yeah.
The people that we have a great time hanging out with, or on our kids' soccer teams, at dance classes, or in the PTO with us, but you realize if Jesus comes back tomorrow,
yeah,
we may not see those people again, and that breaks our heart.
It should. You're right, 100%. It breaks my heart, breaks your heart. Part of the missions conference is to really build within the people a passion for that, you know, because sometimes the truth is we can be so busy with our life that we drive to work, we come home, we go straight into the garage, you know, without even interfacing with our neighbors, you know, and having the opportunity to really share the hope of the world, which is Jesus Christ. And so we want to see that passion for the lost really built within the church, because when that happens, cities change.
I want to challenge you to think about eternity this morning. I know you're heading into work, you're thinking about coffee, you're thinking about dropping the kids off at school, but we're talking with Pastor Derek Niter from Calvary Chapel, Las Vegas, and the Proclaim Mission Conference. It's coming up on October the 11th and the 12th, and it's going to be a blast. Every year, we're talking about how we reach people, how we change this culture, how we all have a circle of influence. And we hear those studies about people that leave the church, and it's usually all those studies are like negative about like, oh, this is the problem with the church. But have you seen any studies that are talking about young people who have actually grown up and thrived in the church that you're seeing that can encourage us just to keep pushing forward?
Yeah, you know, normally you're 100% right. The studies are all negative, but there are some great organizations out there that God's really touching. We just got back from Ravi Zacharias' Institute, and we met with the leading campus ministries in the nation, and there's an organization called Every Campus. Their heart is to reach every college campus in the country with the gospel, and they're having huge events. You know, I mean, we're talking 60, 70,000 kids just on fire for the Lord. So I think, like, it's happened. I don't know why it doesn't get publicized, but God is doing a work. I want to see that at UNLV.
I mean, we think about, okay, how do we do that? How do we reach college campuses? How do we reach the kids on our soccer team? I mean, a big part of the Proclaim Mission Conference is actually going to have breakouts this year where you break up into groups so we can actually isolate some of those things and brainstorm together.
Yeah, you know, I think we got great speakers for main sessions, you know, Victor Marks and Manny Mill and one of our church planters from Mexico City. But we really wanted to break it all down to the average person who's like, hey, I'm going to work, or, you know, I'm coaching my kids' soccer team. I just want to be a light in an effective way with the people that are right in front of my face. And so we've designed some breakout sessions, you know, that are, I think, really specific, whether you're involved in athletics or maybe you're a business owner, maybe you're in the medical field, you're a creative, you want to reach the youth, you just want to learn how to share your faith, evangelism. You know, there are a lot of different breakout sessions that I think everyone will be able to identify with at least one, and then go to them and get equipped, get encouraged, you know, because sometimes the information is so negative, you think, man, no one wants to hear the message. And, you know, no one's really effective in leading people to Christ. And that's just not true.
We're talking with Pastor Derek Niter from Calvary Chapel, Las Vegas on SWS Radio today. The Proclaim Mission Conference is coming up on October the 11th and the 12th. And on your website, you have all kinds of resources for talking about how we share our faith with people. And when we break this down, a lot of times you think, like, I need to go make a trip to Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Cambodia and take like 3 weeks off, and I'm going to go get involved in the culture, but I don't speak the language. yeah, that's kind of a non-starter for me. But you know what? We all have a circle of influence.
Yeah.
Right here in our neighborhood, right here in our school, right here in our own church.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. You know, and I tell the church that the greatest missions work we do is on Sunday morning when the church gets equipped and encouraged and then sent out. Because once you go out the doors, you're in the mission field. You know, you don't have to leave the country to be in the mission field. And I love stories about people who are doing it in their sphere of influence. For instance, you know, we've got a breakout session for business owners or managers. You know, three great people, Gene Nakanishi, Michelle Kaiser, and Josh Kloss, solid businesses in the Valley, Osaka's Sushi. I know you love sushi, great place for sushi. And then Mosaic Salons and Kloss Construction. And they're doing it. You know, they're using their businesses as a platform for the gospel. And so when I hear stories about people who are really living out, because that's what it is, right? It's not just, certainly it's a message we preach, but it's also living it. When I hear stories about people who are really doing it in their business or as a coach, you know, we're going to have Kevin Jacobson, who is the chaplain for the Aviators. Great team. I don't know if you went to a game this year, but they're just doing it, man. And I think that that's exciting. That's what I love. I love to see people in the church, you know, and we got so many great churches in this valley. It's a very unique situation, I think, in Las Vegas, because most people think solid church in Las Vegas, you know, what's the probability of that? And you know, Scott, there are so many great churches.
Yeah, and there's something about multiplication that needs to happen, because we have a lot of churches that have grown over the years, but there's this phase where a lot of our churches sort of plateau, and we go to that place and we say, okay, we haven't really added new people to our church in 5 years or 10 years. And it's like, okay, there's evangelism, then there's making disciples, and then there's encouraging the body. And a lot of our churches have different focuses on what we do with those.
Yeah.
Some of us do better than others. None of us are perfect. That's
for sure.
That's the encouraging
that's right.
part of it.
Yeah.
But seeing the real growth happen to reach our city, it's going to require some multiplication of churches, which is different than just straight telling people about Jesus.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm encouraged because, you know, you see a lot of multiplication. I think that there are great pastors in the valley who want to plant churches. And whether that's a satellite church or whether that they're raising up a pastor to do the work. But, you know, the latest stat I saw, this was maybe a year ago, was that Vegas is, I think, fifth in the country for most unchurched, you know, our population. So the need is huge. And at the same time, my understanding is we have more mega churches in our city than any other city per capita, you know, in the state. So, you know, the need is great. And I think, like, when we bind together as the body of Christ and it's church big C and not like our little thing, that's when something great happens in the city.
Sharing our faith and multiplying our churches are completely different things. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking with Pastor Derek Nider from Calvary Chapel, Las Vegas today. We're talking about growing and reaching people. We're talking about how we share Jesus with hurting people right here in our community. And Pastor Derek, it's really interesting because on the West Coast, it's a different culture that's on the East Coast. It's a different culture in the Midwest and the South. And I was at an event recently called Strengthen, where there was about 400 church planters in the room and a bunch of pastors from our community were talking about it. And Pastor Vance Pittman said, you know, if there's hope for another great awakening in America, he said, I believe the Western U.S. is the place where the most movement has opportunity because there's a space in pre-Christian culture left on the West Coast. If there's any hope for the West, he believes it's in Las Vegas because if anything can come out of Nazareth, right? If anything
right,
can come out of Vegas, what good could come
Miracle.
Out?
And yeah, right.
You think about there is fertile soil here because a lot of people on the West Coast have never really embraced church, have never really embraced Jesus like on the East Coast where everything started with the Puritans,
sure.
the Pilgrims, and the First Continental Congress. But
yeah.
on the West Coast, it's been a very different culture and doesn't have all those same attributes. I wonder where you see the opportunity for the gospel to really thrive in this challenging season that we're in.
Yeah, we've planted churches on the East Coast, you know, so we firsthand have that experience of the difference of culture, and it's huge. It's significant, you know, and unless you really are out there church planting and experiencing it, like, you just don't get it, you know, because the truth is, I mean, obviously there's a lot of changes happening on the East Coast as well, a lot of movement internationally, especially where we were at, we were near Boston. And so, you know, people moving in from all over the world, and that in itself can impact a local community. But a lot of people think, hey, you know, my families have lived here for generations. You know, we've been part of this particular church for generations. You know, there's really not a realization of a personal need for Christ. And whether that's, you know, because it's dead orthodoxy, you know, maybe a church that's been around for literally centuries, but is dead spiritually, or humanistic philosophy, you know, because that's really impacted, I think, the Northeast as well. What I say is I love being in Las Vegas because you don't have to convince people they're sinners, you know, like people yeah. know. And I think, you know, I got saved in California. I gave my life to Christ in California. And I think a lot of people recognize and realize that something's missing and they don't have the baggage of some, you know, dead religious experience that's keeping them, you know, that becomes a wall between them and potentially receiving the gospel. So I think that that's absolutely true. My hope is, and I think this is true for every pastor in this valley, this is the best place for revival to start because it's the least likely place, not just in our country, but the world. Like, mm-hmm. you know, when I travel around the world, people identify our city with sin. You know, if a miracle like revival broke out here, only God would get the credit for it.
We're talking with Pastor Derek Niter and Tim Mathias from Calvary Chapel, Las Vegas on SOS Radio. Pastor Tim, you have the Proclaim Mission Conference coming up on October the 11th and the 12th, and we've been talking about how we share Jesus with our circle of influence. We've been talking about multiplication in our community. I mean, your team handpicked speakers that can really connect and show us how to use our personalities to really share this hope.
Absolutely. You know, we're all called to share that, right? We're all called to be missionaries. He didn't say, some of you go. He said, go. You know, we're all called to that ministry. And so, you know, we look for those individuals that are doing it and that have been successful at doing it and continue to do it. They're not that quick flame that bursts and then is out, you know, and you just see that puff of smoke. But we're actually engaging with people that are out there really doing a terrific job taking the gospel message to the ends of the earth. And we're also looking for those people that have done that successfully in their businesses here in town and locally.
Yeah, so who are some of the speakers that you're most excited to hear this year?
Oh, gosh. I'm a huge fan of all of them, actually. I love Victor Marx. He's gotten to be a great friend of ours. He's fantastic. He has been throughout the entire world in war-torn areas. He goes in to help kids that are affected by those wartime issues that are going on in those areas, and they've been traumatically injured, perhaps mentally, yeah. emotionally, spiritually. He goes in and he does some incredible rescuing in that area. He's fantastic. Manny Mill, I mean, he's got a huge burden for those people that have been locked up and they're in prison, and he knows that they're ripe. They've got nowhere to go. Yeah. They know what their destiny looks like. And when he goes in, he shares what their destiny could be, you know, and that's heaven. And he just does it so passionately. All of that we can glean from to be able to take into our neighborhoods and into our businesses and into our workplaces and onto the soccer fields.
Pastor Derek, you're going to take this a step deeper this year and do some breakout sessions too, where we can actually figure out, okay, how do I share some ideas in the sphere of influence that I have, whether you're a business owner,
yeah.
whether you're on a sports team and you just want to share with your teammates, or yeah. you just want to impact your neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, the breakout sessions like we talked about are going to be great. Moms on a Mission, you know, young people who are creatives. You know, even if you want to reach out to Muslims, but, you know, each of them are, I think, unique and specific, but very practical and applicable. And, you know, whether you're a coach at a high school, you know, we've got some people in our church that they're in the public school and they're coaching kids, and, you know, they are effectively fulfilling the Great Commission, you know, in an area where I think a lot of us think, well, you can't do that. There's, you know, you can't be a witness. There's you can't share the gospel. And, you know, some of those things I think are said to keep us from doing what God's called us to do. And it's not true. You can. How do you do it? You know, that's, I think it's good to see people who are doing it. There's an example that you can follow and be encouraged, because sometimes we go into it like, you know, so discouraged, we don't even want to share because we think it's just not possible. And that's not true.
Well, the Proclaim Mission Conference is going on October the 11th and the 12th. Proclaim2019.com has all the details, and the tickets are available through which date?
Well, we encourage people to sign up as soon as they can, because the price goes up the longer you wait. But, you know, signing up before October 6th is the best thing to do at that website, proclaim2019.com. And yet at the same time, you know, you can get tickets all the way up to the event.
Well, we live in a diverse community, and it's not just always ethnicity or our language that becomes the barrier. There's actually been some strongholds that block us from listening to each other, and that's the culture we live in. We're talking with Pastor Derek Nider from Calvary Chapel Las Vegas on SWS Radio today, and we want to tell our friends about the hope that we have in Jesus. But sometimes there's cultural barriers that make that tough. That's what we're going to be discussing at the Proclaim Conference.
Yeah, you know, and I think to be a good witness, you got to be a good listener. You know, it's about context and really paying attention to people, not just rolling in, dropping the bomb of the gospel, and then walking away feeling like you've done your job, but really caring about people. You know, Jesus cared about people, cared about the Samaritan woman, understood her life, he stepped into her context, and revealed himself. He did the same thing with Nicodemus, you know, and so I think it really begins with the heart for people, carrying the heart of Christ, incarnational ministry. It's been said before, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And, you know, caring goes a long way, Scott.
October the 11th and October the 12th is when you can plug in with the Proclaim Mission Conference over at Calvary Chapel, Las Vegas. Proclaim2019.com has all the details. So what are we missing about the heart of evangelism? We're talking with Pastor Derek Nider, Pastor Tim Mathias from Calvary Chapel, Las Vegas. And Barna did a study recently where it said 47% of Christian millennials sort of believe that doing evangelism is wrong if it's an attempt to change someone's beliefs. What are they missing here?
Yeah, I read that and I'm not surprised, you know, because I think sincerity has become the new standard. You know, if you sincerely believe something, then, you know, as long as you're sincere, what's good for you is good for you. And, you know, that cuts out the whole issue of truth. And so I think we're missing truth. I think that we are in a, for the most part, a post-Christian relativistic culture, especially in academic settings. People are afraid to say that there is absolute truth. And so, you know, I think when we pull that into evangelism and faith, it muddies the waters. And, you know, I think a lot of people are afraid to stand up strongly and lovingly and say there is one way. He is. Jesus said it. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And you don't get to the Father unless you go through him. And that is not a popular message. You know, I think a lot of people are afraid to share the gospel today. Fear is probably one of the biggest things that holds us back from being a witness. And we're not all called to be evangelists, you know, like certainly that's a calling that God has uniquely on people's lives. But we are called to do the work of an evangelist. And that may look different from person to person, but I know for sure the one thing I want to be faithful with is the gospel, you know, and the only thing that I have to offer people is Jesus Christ, you know, and he rescued me. I mean, at the end of the day, he rescued me and delivered me, pulled me out of a crazy dark pit. And I just want others to have the same hope that I have.
Evangelism isn't trying to convince somebody of something. It's not tricking someone into a belief system. Like, evangelism is essentially sharing the hope of Jesus that you have, right? I mean, the gospel means good news, Pastor Tim.
Exactly. You know, I was thinking about it as you were talking there earlier with Pastor Derek, and I thought, man, it's really just taking what you know and what you have come to understand and sharing it. Then I broke it down into the fact that, okay, if people that you know have consumed poison and you got the antidote, are you just going to sit back and hold it, or are you going to just pass it out and get to everybody that you possibly can so that they can be saved? You know, and that's what it's about. It's not about wearing a sandwich board down on the strip, you know, and screaming at the top of your lungs. That's not what evangelism is. That may be great for, you know, an individual that's called to that. But, you know, for the most of us, it's that we're going to share it in our daily lives. We're going to walk it. We're going to talk it. We're going to allow people to see how we handle things. And it's when they see us going through those difficulties, when they see us having joy in the midst of trials, that's what's going to draw them in. And that's when you have that opportunity to share and say, this is why I have that joy.
So much of it is really having a conversation with the people that God's put in your sphere of influence. I mean, we all have different personality types. Some of us have like that boldness, and some of us are a little more timid, but are more one-on-one. I mean, okay. Maybe it's sending a text message to people in your life that you know are struggling, telling them specifically how you're praying for them, or sharing a little bit of God's truth with them, or inviting someone that you know is having some challenging relationships to have coffee where you get to talk to them about some intentional things. And then other times, yeah, it's going to people you don't know and sharing with them, or people that you do business with and sharing your common interest for sports, and you're talking about that and using those analogies to have some spiritual conversations, and you see where it goes. But most of the breakthroughs are when you're listening to the other person, not when you're telling them what to believe.
Exactly. There's a reason why we were given two ears, right? And one mouth. But it's so true. I'm very much that second person that you described. I'm not the bold one that's going to be standing on the street corner. I'm the one that likes to develop the relationship. I'm the one that likes to get to know the other person and see where I can actually fit in to their life and offer them something that they're in need of. You know, it's offering that drink of water.
Well, the Proclaim Mission Conference is coming up on October the 11th and October the 12th, and Proclaim2019.com has all the details, Pastor Derek, but you're going to be breaking it down into small groups, into breakout sessions, and then we'll have bigger sessions with Victor Marks and Manny Mill and David Hernandez, and you're going to be sharing as well.
It's going to be a great time, high energy, lots of great information, wonderful fellowship. Organizations from all over the valley will have tables out with information, different churches and their missions program. And so it's going to be a great time. People definitely don't want to miss.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for all you do, man. We appreciate you a lot.
Proclaim2019.com has all your details.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.